Now, coming up on August the 18th is going to be the walk and talk. It's the second walk and talk, actually, for this retrospective, which will be for the finale. So Sarah Morgan has joined us, and so let's talk just a moment about that.
Well, on Sunday, August 18th at 3 o'clock, we will have a gallery walk and talk, and you will have the finest docent in the world. Imagine being led through the Kent Olberg retrospective by the artist himself. Kent will be there leading this gallery walk and talk, and he'll be answering questions. He'll be there to give the story behind each piece, and it's going to enhance the tour greatly because it will be led by Kent.
And you've already done this with this retrospective, so talk about it from your end. What is the enjoyment that you're going to get out of this?
Well, I presume we also have some museum staff, right?
We will have some museum staff there, yes.
Yes, because it's good to have a curator also helping, you know, and directing. But of course, you can't talk about everything, you know, but there are certain pieces that have great importance to me, and I love to explain some about them, you know. And Deborah, for example, she took a page out of my old sketchbook that is a completely frayed and old page from my student day in Paris. And I think that's such an important piece for me. And Deborah, kindly, she framed it and hung it right in front of the bronze sculpture that it inspired many, many years later. And it's called The Blind Fiddler. And it's very important piece for me emotionally, because I was a young man in Paris, and here on one of the main streets is an old man standing with a violin and a violin box that asked people to put money in, and nobody put money in. And I asked him in French if he could play. And he turned to me, and I realized he's blind. He couldn't see anything. He picks up the violin and plays beautiful Paganini. He played virtuoso. And I studied the violin as a young man in Sweden. And I got tears in my eyes, because from his poverty and blind and misery, he rose in dignity with his art above everything. And it stuck with me so strongly that many years later I did a sculpture called Blind Fiddler, and it's in the show. And it's just an example of some of the backgrounds of some of the work that people don't know. But like I said, Deborah very kindly put my sketch there with it, so I can explain.
And those are the stories you're going to get when you come there, that you wouldn't, you know, you might come and see that piece, but you wouldn't know the emotional attachment and the story behind it. But when people show up that day, and you mentioned this is the second one we're having, it's backed by popular demand, because we were getting calls from people saying, when's Kent coming back? So he was gracious enough to agree to do another one. And it's the last day of the retrospective. So, you know, if you want to see it, you better get there before August 18th.
And what time will that take place?
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock in the afternoon.
3 o'clock in the afternoon.
On Sunday, August 18th.
Correct.
And that's spoken by the acting director of the museum, no less. Very honor.
Well, thank you both so much.
Thank you, Stuart.
Thank you.
It's always great. And our guests have been sculptor Kent Olberg and Sarah Morgan from the Art Museum of South Texas. Thank you.